There it is, hunters and collectors, and do you see what I see?
Wow.
It's Malloy.
Can we please just can we introduce Kitty straight off the bat? Hi, Kitty. How are you?
Hello. I'm here. I'm very excited.
Did you hear any of the catastrophe today that
Kitty,
was the Song Whisperer?
I'd love to know what school you went to, Dave. I'm going to guess it wasn't a Catholic school.
No, it wasn't.
Were singing that in church.
It was a high-tech school is what it was.
His synopsis? Do you believe from the outset he wrote that synopsis?
I was right there from the beginning, right up until you said confused for a hymn.
For a hymn, and the hymn you mentioned was what?
Well, I went How Great Thou Art, first up.
That's very similar.
You've heard that,
very
haven't you?
Similar.
But then, of course.
Hang on, that's not the same hymn.
It's I was confused at the time.
Because you were thinking of a Christmas carol.
I was, which is called. Kitty?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
Oh, my God. If you are tuning in just now, the show is off the rails. Jay has left.
Yeah.
And look what we've become.
Rudderless.
And we're doing mass for you.
I'm doing mass for you at home.
Mass.
Who put that across your desk? What did you do? Did you find it in his bottom drawer?
Did find it. It was lingering around because Hunters and Collectors was coming up this week and Jay had left and he'd left me a bit of work to do. So
I think he'd left you that to stitch you up.
I think you're absolutely right. Nails in the coffin.
Kitty,
the Song Whisperer.
Thank you for joining us. Have you been paying attention tonight? We'll get to that in just a moment. We were talking about best music videos of all time.
Yeah.
There's a list out by Rolling Stone, the Bible. Do you have a favourite? Is there something for you that you...
I cannot believe Agadoo, Black Lace, not in there.
Agadoo?
I mean,
what are you wrong
the man
you?
Dressed up as a pineapple. You know, how is that not the best video clip ever? Push pineapple.
Right. Something tells me you're not taking this seriously. Are you aware of the song that was number one, Formation, by Beyonce? Because we can't, for the life of us, place it.
Haven't seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it. It was, I think there was controversy about it being anti-police.
But
it was really just a, you know.
Shake the booty.
Yeah, no, just black power, be proud of yourself, you know, be a proud black woman. And then she did the fantastic version of it. Even better version, I think, is the version they did at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Where they, you know, saluted the Black Panthers as well.
With so it's a tick in the box for you? You like it?
Absolutely. Fantastic. The dancing's amazing.
Anti-police, which village people did too, which is why they had to get rid of the cop. The cop character had to go because he was charged with exceeding his authority.
Didn't know that. It's interesting.
On a number of occasions, didn't you know that?
Do you know?
He also tried to get half-price McDonald's, which I believe policemen were.
Wow, okay.
This is how naive I was back then with those film clips.
Yes.
Both when you watch them now, the village people and also every Freddie Mercury video.
Yes.
I had no idea any of them were gay.
I had no idea either.
No idea.
No idea. I used to love the way they dressed up. Yeah. I want to be chiefy.
I've got the album, Can't Stop the Music, at home. I loved it.
I thought I might have had a shot with the construction worker if you just...
Well, I'll tell you who did have a shot with a construction worker. Well, I won't because I might get in trouble.
Oh. I bet it wasn't a lady.
No, it wasn't. It was Paul Hester. Well, I can because Paul Hester told the story.
Okay.
Paul Hester told the story and he told it on radio. So but he had a run-in with a construction worker from the Village People.
Right.
And the village, and I'm not saying it was in any way sexual, but I think it was. He said, why don't you come back to my hotel room? I'm staying at the Hilton.
Yeah.
Staying at the Hilton, room 626 or whatever it is, and we'll do it. And Paul goes, there's no way I'll be doing that, but just out of interest, he's driven past the Hilton and there's one light on the second top floor. He, to this day, maintain, it was half a chance. So
unreal.
That's a good clip. You mentioned Village People and all those people from the 80s, I'm guessing. Now, 80s is big for you and fashion in particular. Tell you what, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to discuss it.
Oh, we've got a lot to discuss. I'm looking at it right now.
Going on.
Kitty Flanagan's with us. Malloy, have you been paying attention? Back 8:40 tonight on Channel 10 with Glenn Robbins, Marty Sheargold and Edmunds, Ed Cavalier and Kitty Flanagan. And Marty Sheargold, I mentioned that. He's on the
Triple
show tonight.
Zone. He'll be great as always, hoping... Glenn Robbins pulls his weight for once.
Oh, he's all right. You know, he turns up late, he leaves early. But,
that's right.
You know.
Has a couple of senior moments.
A couple of the segments in the middle he put in.
He was good in the 80s. Now, we're going to talk 80s. Have you been paying attention tonight? What's the time?
8:40, Channel 10.
8:40.
Supposedly.
After Survivor.
What's it on after?
Survivor.
Survivor.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's still whacking away, is it?
Yeah, it's
good. All right, good stuff. Now, I love the show. It's fantastic. Mm. You're always excellent on it. You seem to know a lot about a lot of things. What about 80s fashion? We were talking about this. I've got a picture here of you. True or false? Kitty. That is you.
That is me. And do you want to know what age I'm at?
I'm going to say 38,
yeah.
42.
That's very generous of you because I would have said 51. I would have said that's last year.
Yes.
But, no, I'm 15.
Oh, no kidding.
And that's...
Why is your hair like that?
Why is my hair like that?
Well, you're like this.
I went to the hairdresser and they blowed my hair. Like they did it. They did it straight, but basically because I've got so much hair, they turned it into a helmet. So it's like I arrived on the back of the motorcycle, took the helmet off, but I just had a complete impression of the helmet underneath.
Are we posting that somewhere, guys?
On our Instagram.
If anyone wants to see it on our Instagram,
yeah, boy.
We want a good laugh. Have a look at a young
but 80s fashion.
And what are you wearing?
Yeah, what is that?
Is that
what
taffeta? I don't know what taffeta is, but it looks like taffeta.
It's taffeta and silk. Yeah, they're the choices of a young person.
With a bow? Is there a bow on
There's
your skirt?
There's a giant sash.
Oh,
it's just, like a female cummerbund.
And you know what? I put that outfit together myself. I said to Mum, look, you know what this outfit's lacking? A sash. Would you make me? My mum had to sew a giant black sash for me to tie
so
around.
So you've controlled this entire
look. You bet I have.
You've curated this look.
Even though it looks like I've got that out of Auntie Morag's wardrobe.
Who's, it's you very know, conservative, isn't
who's
it?
Who's the Commodore's wife at the yacht club. That's what it looks like. But yeah, and that's why I don't understand. The kids now are trying to bring back 80s fashion.
Why are they just Why? Have a look. We were there. We had to go through it.
Mm-hmm. Every other sort of decade of fashion, you can look back at the movies and go, yeah, that's not that's a tidy look from the 60s. That's not too bad from the 70s. Some of those tight pants suited some men. But you look back at the 80s, Working Girl. Like for a minute, if you watch Melanie Griffith in Working Girl, you think, oh, is this a movie about Amish people? Is she on Rumspringa? Because she just is dressed in some fat Amish lady's clothes.
That's right. Well,
and yet she's quite a hot sort of 20-something.
Sure. That was the style of the time.
It was the style.
Is there anything that's hung over from there that you can possibly...
I don't know what you could possibly bring back. We all just, when you're at your smallest, in your teens, in your 20s, we all just dressed like big balloon ladies.
I had a pair of leather pants. Can I tell you that? This would be shocking to you.
You wore leather pants.
But at one stage, I had a pair of leather pants.
You're on Hey Hey It's Saturday in those pants.
Stop it, Dave.
All you
need
is photo.
Unnecessary attention to
you
it.
You and Red Simons.
You were lucky to get away with those pants. You have to be the perfect size to wear leather pants. Like if you're a woman, it's really dangerous. If you wear leather pants as a woman and you're not the right size, from behind, if you're too skinny, you're going to get mistaken for a, you know, cock rock band member. If you're too big, you're going to get mistaken as a couch. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just best to avoid them. It's just best to avoid them.
I had a pair which I bought off my girlfriend's hairdresser, if that goes any way to explaining.
You bought secondhand leather pants.
Off my girlfriend's hairdresser.
But, Mick, you can't wash them. What did you do? Wipe them out?
Well, I turned them into chaps.
Joined
the village people. Well, you know, we didn't care. It was a free of time. You couldn't. I still look better than Red Simon, I've got to say, in that picture. Now,
did you have to grease up to get them on?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Talcum powder?
I was kind of surprised to you. I wasn't always this portly.
I'm not suggesting
By your own
portly.
Suggestion, I couldn't wear them now.
I'm not suggesting that.
And I did have a pair of brown leather pants, which I was going to wear in my cover band for The Doors. Yeah, I was going. So my plan was to come out as Jim Morrison, wearing no top, brown leather pants, and I come out and I go up to the microphone and I go, Mr. Mojo Rising. And that's as far as I got. I didn't even get in the band. No, never got out of the house. Oh, dear. We were
Shame you didn't do some hymns in those pants.
We were talking off air. All right.
It's Mick coming in his squishy.
All right, everybody. Have you been paying attention tonight?
Yes.
Channel 10.
Yes.
You're always good. Have I done something wrong? Will I be back?
Okay.
You ask
this question all the time. Talk to the producers. You know the people there.
Pick up the phone.
You know I don't produce it.
Have fun tonight.
Thanks, mate.
Be good. 8:40. It's always a pleasure.
Channel 10. Kitty Flanagan there. Dave O'Neill not far away. It's Malloy on Triple M.